We get to say bleep you to whoever, whatever we want.
Yeah.
And I got one. I'm going to lead us off.
What you got?
So yesterday I drove from here to MGM National Harbor to go to Pete Brazia's birthday party, right?
Which way did you go?
The bottom of the Beltway, Wilson Bridge.
Okay.
I did the Easy Pass lanes, so I spent whatever it cost, like $17, but I moved pretty good. If I had not done the Easy Pass lanes, I bet it would have taken me 2 hours.
Yeah, it was crazy over there.
But so I got over there, and because it was a surprise party, I didn't want to get to MGM early and like just. I have an innate ability of messing things up in those situations.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to avoid it, right? And they got the outlets right there, which I, you know, outlets are cool. It's a way to kill a half hour. So I went into a store, and I won't name the store, just, you know, everybody's a potential client, right?
Yep.
And they were nice, helpful. It was cool. So I ended up buying a couple things. At some point, Pete Haley has this great line. If you put salt on everything, does anything need salt? You know what I mean? Like, if before you sit down and eat something, you just put a little salt on it, then at some point, or like some people are with hot sauce. They put hot sauce on everything. Mm-hmm. But if you put it on everything, do you really even need it? It's just an existential question, right? So you're walking around the outlet mall, and every store, everything is 50% off. But if every store, everything is 50% off, maybe that's just the actual cost, and they're convincing you it costs more, and they're giving you a deal. I don't know.
Yeah.
But everything was 50% off, and it was cool. I got a couple neckties. Like, all right, cool. I'm out of there. I am going home last. So I went from outlets to MGM to NBC, finally to my home. And I'm going home, and I was showing my wife this, like, sweater jacket thing I got. And I looked down. And these father duckers didn't take off the, like, ink pad thing that you're not supposed to be able to remove it from the store.
You walked out the store like that?
Yes, in a bag that they gave me. I paid for it. They just forgot to do it.
It didn't go off?
No, but I bet if I try to take it off, it'll explode everywhere.
Yeah, take it back.
So bleep them. Yo, yes, take it back is simple.
Or go to any store. Any store that has that. Yeah, they could probably take it off for you.
Do I have to go to the same store, you think? Like, not the same physical location
if
by
you know,
MGM?
If you know the store and there's one closer, go to that one.
But all the outlets are, like, further out. You
but
know
not,
what I'm saying?
It may not be an outlet. It may be another store from that outlet. Like, you got a Nike outlet, but you go to a Nike store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, you're not wrong, and that's what I should do and hopefully will, and I'm not sure I will.
But you're going to try to take it off yourself.
I may do that.
So
or
if you ever wear the ink shirt, I'm going to know which one it is.
But I also shouldn't be inconvenienced. I'm the freaking customer. Well, they should have done it.
Well,
so bleep
they
them.
Should have done it, but you know what? Now you got home and you have to get it fixed. You just purchased it. You're not going to want to wear it. And I hope you don't wear it with the damn ink thing on it.
I hope I don't wear it with the ink thing on it, too. Let's get to these phones. Our guy Drew is on the line. Hello, Drew. How do you do? Who you mad at?
Hey, JP. So, you know, we're playing the Giants this week, and I can remember back when they drafted Eli and they did that trade with Rivera, and when Eli was on his game, we had to hear for years and years how they got this quarterback that's winning Super Bowls, and we had a revolving door at quarterback, and now they got Daniel Jones. And we got Jaden Daniels, so bleep you to all those Giant fans. Payback's a bitch, especially bleep you, Vince.
Yeah, bleep you, Vince. Although I've now met Vince a few times, and he's a very nice fella. But great call, Drew.
Bleep him
buddy.
Anyway.
Let's go to Jimbo is in Manassas. What up, Jimbo?
Jimbo.
How you doing, buddy? Who you mad at?
Happy Halloween, fellas. How y'all doing?
We good, man.
All righty. I tried to call in last week, but now's my chance. College basketball season's on the way. And look, I love you boys, but unfortunately, I'm going to have to bleep every single one of you on the program.
Why?
Why?
My feelings were a little bit hurt a couple weeks ago. I got to defend my man, Coach Tony Bennett. As a proud UVA alum, the words Tony Bennett and coward can't fly out of my mouth at the same time. They just can't.
Well, I'm not a proud UVA alum, so I'm going to say coward. So when you run away from that competition, that's coward to me.
I understand, but like this dude is Joe Gibbs, Gary Williams, John Thompson, like to us, and I feel like the system is set up well enough there. He has a lot of assistant coaches that have been with him, even players that have come back, that I feel like there's enough continuity to where it just won't be a total shock. I know from the outside it looks bad, but look, this is a class act. I mean, he brought us a championship. The worst thing I can say is that he lost to a 16 seed and he redeemed himself the next year. So I just got to defend my man, boys. That's all I'm saying.
All right, man. It's just like when you got a person at your house, you're going to protect them. But, and if I say something about them, you get mad, but you could say something about him. Just be honest about it. You know you were pissed off when he left.
It's a tough time to leave.
Come on now.
Thank you for the call, dude. Landfill, do you have any bleep views? Anything you need to get off your chest?
Yeah, but, you know, we don't do the thing where we call out individual places, particularly ones that could be sponsors, but I'm furious at a company right now.
Just give us a general...
Yeah.
What kind of company?
I ordered pizza at 11:14. Do you think I have any pizza?
Mm. Ooh, that's 2 hours ago almost.
Is this a place that you can order with an app?
I think you need to just stop because you'll be giving it up, you.
I'm not. I think
Landfill, bleep that place, yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to help you out. JP will he will slip.
Never let me slip, because if I slip, then I'm slipping. Let's go to Carlos. Los at Severna Park. What up, Los?
What's up, guys? Happy Halloween. Hey,
you
man.
Too, buddy.
I don't know who I got to bleep. I got to bleep Pittsburgh Steelers fans or these fake A's of, you know, Commanders fans that are just looking for a buck. Bleep whoever is trying to sell. Hey, I'm a veteran. You know, I go to the Salute to Service. Commander Salute to Service game every single year, except for this year, because the commander or the NFL people thought it was a good idea for the Commanders to play the number one traveling fan base in the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers, charging over $300 per ticket. And they can go bleep themselves if they think I'm going to pay $300 to sit up in the nosebleeds for the November 10th game. That's all I got to say, gentlemen. Bleep you to the Pittsburgh Steelers fans or those fake Commanders fans that are just looking to make a quick dollar.
All right, Los. Hey, if anybody wants to – Los is a veteran. If anybody's got a ticket for Salute to Service, they want to bring a veteran, call in and let them know, and we'll connect you with Los. Los is a good dude, a big fan.
Yes.
Let's go to Dwayne in Silver Spring. What's up, D?
Hey. Thanks, guy. Hey, I want to bleep you, JP, for always cutting people off in the interviews. And I got so many examples. The day you cut the guy off, just to show B. Mitch a video of Kumali dunk or some highlight. So I want to bleep you to you, JP. And I'm going to hang up before you hang up on me. Bye.
All right, Dwayne. You know what?
The way it came prepared, dog.
Listen, just kind of how I operate. And, also, that interview was with our friend Chase, and I was just showing B. Mitch a clip that Chase tweeted out so he could know what Chase was talking about. That was providing context, all right? Damn, coming at me from all over. Toby's upset about something, is my understanding?
Toby's upset? I thought Toby's the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, Toby's supposed to be the
good kid.
I try
to be nice.
Jeff's the bad kid.
Well, I try to be nice. Speaking of Jeff, bleep Jeff Walker, because I could have been at home right now. So bleep Jeff Walker. And then...
He's not at home.
Wherever he is, he's not at home and he's not sober. And, I don't know the rest of it, but.
Second thing, we won't name the establishment, but I ordered some, just coming in this morning, getting some breakfast. I wanted some sweet tea, but there was no option for light ice. It was either no ice or regular ice, so I just went with regular. And I'm pretty sure they put extra ice, so I got next to no sweet tea this morning. I'm a little frustrated about it.
Ice is tricky, dude. Man. Ice is tricky. Well, I'm sorry, Toby. That's a big deal, and I apologize for you.
Yeah, Toby.
Toby, you may want to hear this, though. This dude that is a very loyal listener and has, like, over 10,000 bobbleheads, Carl Grebe, just tweeted me, and he said, I called in and got hung up on, so bleep that guy. I'm pretty sure that guy is you,
That's
Toby.
That's you, Toby.
It's all good. It's all good. not everything can come to air. It's all I can say.
I'm just glad Toby's doing his best Jeff impression and making the callers mad and just arbitrarily screening them and hanging up on people and doing his thing. Rusty is in Delaware. What up, Rusto?
What's going on, fellas? And I'll say Toby screened the hell out of me, too. I was like, who am I calling the right station here? What's going on?
Yo, Jeff Jeff just wants to know your name sometimes.
We're to the point now where Jeff, like, answers the phone, Rusty, I got you, and puts me on hold.
That sounds about right. That's our guy.
My bleep you is to my oldest son's fourth grade teacher. She has decided to schedule not just the weekly spelling test, but also a science test for tomorrow, a day after mine and everybody else's kids are going to be all hopped up on sugar until 11 o'clock tonight. So
that's junk.
Thank you, Mrs. G. We're not going to say a full name, but thank you, Mrs. G, for keeping the spelling test on the schedule for Friday and the science test as well.
That's junk. That's a fair one, Rusty. My kid's school, I just found this out. I actually think it's pretty damn smart. School starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow. They're like, these kids are going to be zombies. We don't need them in here fist fighting, eating candy. They can sleep in and come in at 10.
I think the kids should have to go to school at the same time. And just don't eat the candy. You got this weekend coming. Save the candy. Eat a little bit tonight and then eat the rest on Saturday.
Says the guy that won't give out candy. Unless he's gotten a,
first of all,
a stockpile
I
from Bobby Mitchell.
I don't want to sit there and be bothered all day. But that has nothing to do with them going
in the
to,
evening.
That has nothing about them going to. If I'm sitting
You're not
there,
excited to see all the kids' costumes?
Hell no. I've been excited to see costumes since I was a damn kid. I could care less. I love being in college.
What was your favorite Halloween costume?
I was always me.
No, when you were 8 years old.
I was a cowboy then, but I used to wear like little football outfits all every Halloween. I wore a football outfit, and in college I was throwing eggs at people.
Listen,
oh, I shouldn't have said that because now they know who hit them with the egg.
There is no better time in college than Halloween. I mean, it is just.
I don't know about that, JP. After you run four touchdowns, that's a great time too, brother.
Not all of us experience that, but all of us experience Halloween. Let's try Jamal is in D.C. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay?
Man, nothing much, man. I want to send a bleep you to everybody that's hating on our Commanders. It's almost like we not supposed to have nice things, man. We finally get it together, and people hating on us, especially this Adam Rank dude, man. I ain't never even heard of this Bama till recently, man. Like, who is this dude, man? Like, he over here talking about Jaden Daniels ain't play as well as Caleb Williams. Dude, bleep you, bro. You just clearly trolling. You want attention. I'm going to give it to you today, bro. Like, stop playing, bro. Like, I don't know what the hell game you was watching. That man had 31 yards passing up until the fourth quarter, I believe. Like, whatever it was, man. He did not outplay Jaden Daniels in no way. Bleep you and the rest of you haters hating on our Commanders, man. We finally got it right, and we're going to sit back and enjoy this season, man. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I just pulled up Adam Rank and say Adam Rank is the biggest clown in sports.
But you know what Adam Rank is getting by people being so upset? Exactly what he wants.
He's getting followers. And
that's a content
play. But see,
play.
That's what I hate about that today. You just go out and say the dumbest answer you could think of to get people to follow you, and then all of a sudden you are ranked high just because people – could you say something stupid? Come on, man. It doesn't make any sense. But if he thinks Caleb played better, he is a piece of crap.
He's just incorrect, certainly. Toby, lock up the phones. The three guys on there, we're going to take all three of these. Damon is in Oxon Hill. Damon, who you mad at?
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, as always. And before I begin with my bleep, I want to say thank you for giving the listeners an opportunity to vent their frustrations with whatever is on their mind. I mean, it's an open topic on Thursday. And for me, it has become very therapeutic. It really has helped me to just, like I say, get out some of the things that I want to release and
get it out, dog.
Be okay with it. So today's Bleep You is for all of the people that downplay the wordplay, people that limit their vocabulary with words, or they just limit themselves, they limit their vocabularies. As I'm going through this transition of caring for my mom who has dementia, I realize there's a difference between the word caretaker and caregiver. Caretakers take care of themselves when they should be giving care for someone else. And so bleep you to all of the people that take care of themselves when they should be giving themselves to care for someone else. Thank you all again.
Thanks, buddy.
And y'all have a great day.
Appreciate you, bro.
All right, man. Good luck with all that stuff. All right. We got two left. Wildcard Scotty and Jarrah. We'll start with Wildcard Scotty because this will certainly be incoherent. Hello, Scotty.
What was that, JP? What's up, man? What's up, man?
How are you, pal?
What up, Scotty?
Oh, I'm spectacular on this sunshiny day. First, I got a couple bleep yous for you. First off is for you, JP, for your hatred towards Penn State. You'll be a believer this week.
I don't hate Penn State. I think Penn State people overinflate their national importance.
Yeah. Oh, that's just hatred, man. The look on your face when you're talking about Penn State showed your animosity. We don't dislike Maryland. We love the Terps.
There's a reason Penn State, like, everybody thinks Ohio State's going to win because Penn State hasn't won one of these games since Kijana Carter was playing. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
That's a long time ago.
I mean, you're going to be just like everybody else. You're going to be – Scotty was right, just like the Steelers.
Win the game this weekend, and then you guys deserve it.
Absolutely. And I got an FU for Toby for not knowing wild card Scott.
I like that.
He just said, hell with bleep. He just F you, Toby.
Thank you, Scotty.
All right, Scotty.
All right.
Scotty said, I'm not bleeping him. I'm like, F you, Toby.
Last one. We have a billionaire on the line. Things haven't been going great for us.
Not for him, no.
Hello, Jarrah. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm doing fine, Finley. How you doing there, Brian?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
How's that? Landfill still sitting on his big ass.
Yep.
Hey, listen, that's not why I called. I want to blink you or bleep you to that Commanders fan that jumped them two Commander fans. The Raven fan. I hope they put your ass in jail for 55 years, you little thug. And blink you to your damn mother that sat in the courtroom crying like a big-ass baby over your baby Huey ass. I hope they I never lose. Well, you're about to lose about 55 years of freedom, you dumbass. Hey, you all have a great day, and good luck with your winning season.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Jarrah. That was a hell of a call right there. Jarrah was mad, and we're going to go to break.